Alright, everybody, welcome back to Can You Mix?
Can you or can't you mix? That's the question.
Yes, we're here to find that out right now. And nice Shakespeare quote, though. Nice.
Did I make a Shakespeare quote?
Yeah.
To mix?
I mean, it's just modified Shakespeare quote, but
it works. I'm a genius.
It works.
It does.
Alright, so we have 7 this time.
Nice.
7 auditions, 1 resub. So, yeah, this is going to be a really good season. I can just feel it right now.
Me too.
All right, so without any further ado, let's get right into it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so first up, we have Hippie Vampire. Take it away. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just glad it's you and not one of those bloodsuckers.
How long have they been out there?
The first one started arriving right after sunset.
That must mean that their nest is close by. Stay here. I need to go talk to that vampire friend of mine.
Hurry back.
I will. So I close my eyes and picture his face.
Alright, so Hippie Vampire.
I love that username, Hippie Vampire.
That is actually... I don't know if I could really picture a vampire being a hippie.
Vampires come in all sizes, shapes, and forms.
Well, yeah, but what would the vampire protest? Use less blood?
The closing of blood banks.
You know, that actually would actually be kind of funny.
The war with the werewolves.
Hey, I guess there's a little bit more than what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so Hippie Vampire. This was actually not bad. It was just really okay for me. The mixing itself, the first part of the mixing was actually pretty good. And then it went to where you had the talking part. And then, like, the main person who was speaking, you had 2 different people speaking, but one person was really, I mean, you could hear them good. And then the next one was just way far out. It was just too far away. It sounded almost as if they were maybe in a different room, but it sounded like through the thing it was actually meant to be in the same room. And
it could have been part of the story, but we didn't get that from the scene, so it just sounded like the one girl was a lot quieter.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, I would say it was pretty good. What do you think, Dylan?
I loved everything else about it. I love the theme. I love the actresses. I love the sound effects. The one girl being so much quieter than the other girl took me out of the scene. And if it was that the one girl was supposed to be further away, that makes sense, but we didn't get that from the scene, so it didn't come across. So for me, I wish they had both been at the same volume level. That was my only complaint.
Yeah. Definitely. So, all right. So that's all I have, you?
Yeah, that's all I have. All right.
So moving on. Next up, we have Cassie. Take it away.
You are my shy, shy, shy.
Alright, so Cassie, if you...
Are you peeing?
No, I am not peeing. I'm right by a pipe.
I thought you were really excited about this.
Actually, I kind of am, because this was really good. For being mixed and having more than, like... I don't know how many people were actually in there, but for being mixed for a song, I thought it was actually mixed really well. I really don't know what the else to, like, what nitpicky thing I would put in there, but what do you got, Dylan?
It's hard to mix group numbers, especially on choruses, because everybody always sounds out of sync, so you did a really good job there, and I missed your singing. I could tell, I remember your voice, and I could tell, excuse me, when you came in, which one was you, and you've gotten a lot better. I only counted, like, two actual people in this song, but there may have been more, I don't know, but... I thought it was mixed really well, and this kind of thing is really hard to mix. So even though it was an anime song or whatever it was, kudos to you. I did a good job with it.
Yeah.
I think it was about you, Zane.
Oh, you think it's about you think it was about
I
me?
I think you're a shy boy.
Yeah, okay. But no, actually, if it was actually only two people, the way you mixed it, it sounded like it was more. So if it was actually not more people for that, only two people... That's awesome.
It might have been more, but I only had two lead vocals on it.
Yeah, same here, but I don't know. But still have to say, very good job. I liked it.
Best of the night so far.
Yes, it's best of the night so far.
Oh, yeah. First best of the night of the night.
Yes, so far.
So far.
All right, so let's move on.
Okay.
Shall we? Okay, yes. So next up, we have Sukono.
Sukono.
We are going to go in there as one and make them wish they had never uttered the name Betty White.
I told myself I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I've never had to deal with death before. If I can't cry, how am I supposed to react?
Don't stop. Please, can you talk some more? I love it when my ears bleed.
Stop it! Just stop it, okay? We were together 5 years ago. It's over now. We are over now. Please, leave me alone. Go away!
Put that down. Put that down, please. It's following me. I know it is. Every morning, I wake up and it's there. Just before I open my eyes, I can feel it. Hold this grenade while I look for the pin. Great. Now, could you take a few steps away and lie down on it? By the way, do you like Bruno Mars?
Let's be honest here. You're not going to give me the information I want. And I'm not going to let you leave until you do. So, should I just... go ahead and kill you?
I can fly.
I can fly! Oh, no. No, I can't. No, I can't!
All right, so, Sukono, using your Act It Season 4 demo reel.
I'm glad somebody gives Act It props. That gets points for me.
I see. I wonder why.
I have that stupid anime song stuck in my head now.
And wait, you... Okay. okay. Alright. You're gonna get that song stuck in my head.
Not my fault. It's Cassandra's fault.
True, but... we'll blame it on her then.
But this is about Sukuna.
Yes, this is about Sukuna right now. Okay, so Sukuna. I actually really liked it. The one thing I kind of almost didn't like in some of the places in the demo was where some of the music seemed to actually be louder than you. Yeah, it seemed to be a little bit louder than you. In some places, in other places, it was fine.
There were a couple different levels. Like, sometimes his voice was louder than other times.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the background music actually stayed consistent. But as his mic volume didn't stay consistent, though.
Nah.
Or something like that. The volume of his voice didn't stay consistent. But I like what you used. The, what do you call them? Oh, my goodness. Sound effects. Thank you. The sound effects that you actually used were actually really good. I liked it. Didn't take away from anything, so it wasn't too loud or too quiet. I liked them.
I mean, I think it shows he's a competent mixer, and that's all we need to know at this point in time. We can always judge him harshly later when the challenges come on. I just want to know if he's going to drop or not, because he dropped the voice because he said he had no time because of school. So... That's my issue, is he's a dropper now.
Ooh.
But he dropped it because he didn't have a place to record. I guess you don't really need to record for this. You just have to mix.
Yeah.
And he is Asian, so he has a good work ethic. So, I liked it overall. Yeah. I don't think the voices weren't that different audio-wise like in Hippie Vampire, so I thought it was a good one.
Yeah. Alright, so I've got nothing else left. Do you, Dylan?
Nope.
Okay, so moving on. Next up, we have Blackjack, AV.
No cake and no tea. See, it all started back in 1492 with this tea party in Boston. King George, or maybe it was King Norm. Anyway, the British were trying to make the colonists drink all this tea. But they were like, dude, no way. We're sick of nasty old tea and your crummy English muffins. So they decided, revolution!
Learn history. A cereal box.
What's your point? British engineering, love. Finest in the world.
Can you please stop talking like that?
You're just jealous because I sound like a rock star. Dude, tell me about it. Bangers and mash, bubble and squeak, toad in the hole. Don't British people speak English? Bring it on. Dude, it is totally brunt. Brunt.
All right, so Blackjack, bringing Teen Titans in. Now that is funny.
Is that what this was?
Yes, this was actually Teen Titans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I actually really liked it. I actually like a lot of your mixing anyway there, Blackjack. Because with you and mixing, it is awesome.
Blackjack's a really good mixer.
Yeah. The one thing I didn't like, though... was everything else was really good, but the one thing was when you're using the audio bits from the actual show, it was really quiet. I mean, the audio bits were quieter than most of his other stuff. It was actually quite a bit quieter than that. But other than that, that's pretty much nitpicking, though.
See, I like the scene and the voices so much that I kind of forgot to listen for, like, nitpicky stuff. I liked it overall. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have much to say about this one. It was good.
Nice. Okay. So, I'm done. You, Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on to the next person is Shiniki and his resub.
All right.
So, take it away whenever you're ready.
Eraser, hear me.
You. Who is that? How did you get into my mind?
You know me, Eraser, Jim. Or rather, you know of me. Here, see me as I am. I am that Chedna mage, Pax.
You scum! You dare attack me inside my head?
You need not to be alarmed. I am not here to threaten you.
Speak quickly, Echidna. I am also a mage, so my mind is not without defenses.
But I am not really in your mind. This is a projection. I am currently physically thousands of miles away, with the help of a relic of mine. I am speaking to you telepathically while you sleep.
What do you want?
Has your king talked to you yet about our meeting? Ah, I see he has. I am here to illuminate you as to the meaning of this journey. It is vitally important, and you and I will be trying to accomplish something of prior Mount importance.
You're coming dangerously close to trying my patience. Don't talk gibberish with me. What are your intentions?
I requested of Sumad that you be accompanying him. I will be needing your help, but I decided it would be unfair of me not to warn you as to what we will be attempting. That is why I am here now.
My king said you wanted to forge power.
In a way. Tell me, do you know why our two races are at war in the first place?
It is the will of Iblis.
I didn't expect such a pious reply from you, but it is partly accurate. A god is the one who set us at each other, just not one of the gods we worship.
What blasphemy do you speak?
This will be hard to explain, Eraser. There are concepts and things here beyond the understanding of perhaps both you and myself. Have you come across in your studies mention of a fickle god called Chaos?
I am aware of him, but that's a god of your pantheon, not mine.
Chaos hasn't been worshipped by my people for eons, but it is true. He was the one who began this war. Let me show you how and why.
What is this?
The memory of the Necronomicon.
The what of what?
Behold, there. Can you see it?
By the fires of Iblis! What? What is that abomination?
Do not turn away. What you are seeing here, Razor, is the terrible form of perfect chaos. Perfect chaos. 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 A being of elemental power, Chaos is a primal force of nature. Ancient, older perhaps than the world itself, Chaos had roamed the oceans since the beginning of time. It was he who raised both our species to greatness. You see, Eraser, this war in which thousands upon thousands have perished has been nothing more than Chaos's gladiatorial arena, show orchestrated for his amusement. If we are to be at peace and avoid the terrible destiny that awaits us, we must end the manipulation of this unseen god.
Terrible destiny? Enough riddles, I could not fool! What are you talking about?
It is hard to explain. Seeing into the past is far easier than the future, even using the Necronomicon, but I have glimpsed shadows of it. If we continue the way we have, then both our species will be destroyed. And set ablaze.
By what? What's coming?
They are.
Did I really see that? Was that really a vision of the future? Or was it all a dream? An illusion? Is that what Pax showed King Sumad in order to get him into cooperating with this? Yeah, I'm not sure what to think anymore. If Pax is right, that I've been killing countless echidnas for nothing more than an abomination's amusement. I've been a toy, just being used.
Alright, so Shiniki, this was 100 times better than the first thing you actually ever submitted to us. This was just purely really good.
Pure epic win.
Exactly, and you know what though? What? I'm gonna have to say it. This has been the best of the night so far.
Best of the night so far. You liked it better than Cassie's?
Yeah, actually I did. I really liked the fact that, you know, you could hear that what atmosphere you were in and not you yeah, what atmosphere you were in at the exact time. And then all of a sudden him coming in and like all of a sudden just all of this crap coming in within just 5 minutes. I would actually really like to hear like what exactly has happened.
There's probably a full production of this somewhere.
Probably. Most likely. Because, I mean, just for 5 minutes, if that was like a supposed to be, if you could do that as like a trailer or something like that, just give me a 5 minute hook, that would be something I would actually, I really liked it. Mixing wise and everything else wise. This was really good, really solid.
I liked it because he came back so strong after the last time.
Yeah.
I love this. I don't have anything else to say about it either. I thought it was awesome.
Okay. All right. So, I've got nothing else left. You, Dylan?
Nope.
All right. So, next up, we have Aegeus.
All right.
So, take it away whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Aegeus, I would say this was pretty good, except it needs to be shorter.
How long was it?
It was 23 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what it said in Word.
I only had, mine only lasted about 5 minutes.
Huh. Unless it's looping really much, so. But I'm going to go with at least saying it's 5 minutes, though. But, I mean, the 5 minutes I actually did listen to, I really liked it. Just on the mixing side of it, it was actually really mixed very well. I actually really enjoyed it.
It's hard to mix a battle scene like that. I thought she did a great job with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of my favorites so far, actually.
Nice. All right. So, I have nothing else left to say except good job.
I hope you win. Because she did an awesome...
Yes.
I saw her at AX. She did an awesome Romeo and Juliet monologue.
Oh.
That she should have gone farther with. But the stupid judges didn't put it through. But I liked it. And I liked this. I would be through on this.
Yeah. I would have to say with this, for it being a battle scene like that, this was really well done. As Dylan said, it was really well done. And yeah, I got nothing else left to say. You, Dylan?
Nothing else.
All right. So let's move on to the last mission of the night. We're going on to Chris Marshall.
All right.
So take it away whenever you're ready.
Dirty. Oh. Dirty. I guess this one's okay.
I am so totally sick of you smelling like booty and cigarettes. You never take a shower or go and do laundry. It's so gross. We are so totally over.
Has this ever happened to you? It can be hard to juggle all of your responsibilities and make it to the laundromat every week. You could take a cologne bath, but truly, you know you still smell like shite. If only there was a way to freshen your clothes quickly and easily. Well, now there is. Introducing the Freshen It Laundry Spray. One spritz and your clothes will smell as if they just came out of the wash. Turn that stinky, dank heap of clothes into a fresh, clean-smelling pile of ready-to-wear garments. Now you're ready for a night on the town. Go get him, tiger.
You smell good. How about we take this back to my place for a nightcap?
I don't normally do this kind of thing, but if you make me some pizza rolls, deal.
But that's not all this amazing spray can do. We also have a soap-scented product for those days when you're on the go and you don't have time for a shower. Just spray it on your high sweat areas and everybody will think you just got out of the bath. It's perfect for camping, gyms, or college dorms. You can even use it on your wet dogs so they don't stink up your flat. With Freshen It Laundry Spray, say goodbye to those days of bathing and washing clothes.
Freshen It Laundry Spray does not guarantee to cover up odors, nor is it an odor eliminator. Do not use on skin. May irritate, then burst into flames. Do not inhale this product. You will see Zeus and Satan fighting over a rainbow-rific alien named Christopher that is allergic to carrots and Moscow. If used at all or continually, this product will stain everything it touches. If you or someone you know uses this product, they may contract a serious and contagious disease, causing all organs to fail. Product may cause happiness or death.
Credits for this creation. Written by IllWriteThat.com. Voice, music, and sound effects by IllSayThat.com.
Alright, so Chris, I actually really liked it. It was really well mixed, and yeah, we got nothing else to say, but it was really well mixed. You, Dylan?
I'm at IllWriteThat.com. I don't know if he was joking, but it's a legit website. They write academic papers for you.
Huh.
And speeches. And poetry and radio or TV commercial scripts. Anyway, I liked it. I didn't have any problems with it. It was well mixed. But they're all so well mixed, it's hard to be nitpicky. I mean, nobody's really submitted anything that's complete fail.
Yeah. I would definitely have to say that. That tonight's actually been a really good night.
Yeah.
It's been better than, I think, the last episode.
Yeah, and we had more people, so you'd think there'd be more time to fail, but everybody was good tonight.
Yeah, so hopefully this is a sign of good things to come.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, so I got nothing else left to say about Chris.
Nope.
Me either. Okay. All right, so up next we have the results, so stay tuned for that. All right, everybody, welcome back to the results. All right, so as everyone knows, you have to get two yeses in order to move on to the next round.
Not just one, but two.
Yes, you have to have the majority, and seeing that there's only two of us, two would be the majority here.
Yes.
Okay, so now we got the mathematical figures all figured out. Let's move on. Okay, so hippie vampire. I am actually going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. Just be careful to make the talking the same level. But yeah. There was nothing else wrong with it. It was good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That was the one big issue. But, yeah. Okay, so moving on. Cassie, what do you say?
That's an easy yes.
All right, yeah, and I have to go with yes, too. So, welcome, Cassie. All right, so moving on to Sukono.
Yes.
Yes, for me as well. All right, so Blackjack, I'm going to have to go with a yes for that.
There's a pattern here, yes.
Shiniki, mine is a flat-out yes.
Two yeses for me. So he got three yeses.
How did he get two yeses from me?
I gave him two because last time he got a no, so now he's two yeses.
I see. To make up the difference. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on to Aegis. I'm going to have to say yes.
Yes.
Epic battle scenes for the win.
Epic battle scenes equal epic win.
Exactly. And last but not least, Chris Marshall. And I don't even think we even have to say this. I might just say no just to get out of the pattern of yes.
Don't do it, Zane.
I am going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
So, wow. We were
all
perfect.
All seven go through.
We were perfect. Dang.
That means we put 10 people through so far, correct?
Yeah. So far right now, everybody who's gone through this episode has gone through. Everybody who has auditioned has gone through. So, yeah, we need more auditions. So please submit. The deadline is September 12th. So by the time this comes up, it'll be September 2nd. So you guys will have about
10 days.
10 days.
10 days.
To get some in and be on this epic and awesome show.
Don't ruin it.
Exactly. Alright, so for just a recap of to let you guys know, all the people who have gone through right now are Ross, FMB, Turtle, Hippie Vampire, Cassie, MFB, Sukono, Blackjack,
MFB,
Shiniki, and Aegis, and Chris Marshall.
MFB, not FMB.
Wait, did I say?
Yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
FMB.
Did I say FMB?
Full Metal Bob.
I thought I said MFB.
Maybe you did.
Yeah, I did.
All right, well, you say you did. We'll hear it on the playback.
Yeah, we'll hear it on the playback, and if I didn't say that, I am sorry.
He's not going to listen.
I think I did say FMB. Oops.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for submitting and listening. And, yeah, so you guys have two more weeks, basically, left. Yeah, 10... Yeah, whatever. You got 10 days left to submit, so please submit something soon, because you do not want to miss out on this.
Nope.
Because these rounds that I'm coming up with right now, they're epic.
And awesome.
Exactly. All right, so see you guys later.
Good night, everybody.